Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. And we continue to stream stories every day about this new economy and how people are dealing with this economy during, you know, dramatically changing times. Our next guests are going to be right in the middle of all these changes. But before we do, I want to remind everyone, you can hear or see Radio Entrepreneurs on all our different social connections. On Facebook, you can find us, Radio Entrepreneurs, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. Well, that's quite a list. I want to thank our producers for putting that together. Our next guest is a Ted Tai, Managing Partner, and Leah Hartsfield, Senior VP, National Development. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're gonna talk about maintaining personal connections with tenants during COVID. That could be quite interesting. So tell us.
Well, we've been right in the middle of it, and our tenants range from retailers and restaurants to office tenants, industrial tenants, and residential tenants, even in senior housing. So we've got hotel guests too. So we have run the gamut during this COVID period.
Is there before we talk about connecting with them, is there in those categories, is there a better to worse in this during COVID in terms of dealing with?
Boy, I think, Jeffrey, it's hit everyone in some way or another. And, you know, probably the one common thread that we found and has been really successful for us is just great communication. And Leah has been in the forefront of that, particularly with, generally across the board. Everyone has a different story. Everyone's had a difficulty some way or another. And we found the best thing to do is just to be out there, be open, open the line of communication, and try to adapt as we can.
Yeah, I would say our approach has really been, you know, we start every conversation with a big virtual hug for our tenants, no matter who they are. Everyone needs it right now. None of this is anyone's fault. No one is to blame. This is all about good people working together to sort of bridge the gap to get to the other side. And as business people here, you know, we just want to do everything we can to be smart and really think through strategically how to get these tenants through to the other side. And it definitely starts with a lot of communication. And like Ted said, everyone sort of comes to this with their own set of difficulties. And many times, you know, I get on all these phone calls I've probably had, you know, hundreds of them at this point, and you learn something new every time, some struggle that someone's dealing with or something that you didn't think about that's affecting their business. And so it's been eye-opening for sure.
Well, I'm sure it's almost you have to have a high degree of emotional intelligence and interpersonal skills and therapy skills, because if you're unemployed and you have a rental property that you're living in, or if you're in a mall, and some of these malls are a little bit empty in these particular points of time. Have you had to look at, you know, changing your model as well? Not only just communicating with people potentially, let's say if this, you know, Google has said, you know, we're going to keep people home for the next more than a year. Facebook has said, and these are the large employers, you know, we don't have a date to return. So, you know, do you have to sort of look strategically also down the road? You know, how do we go to market? What's our value statement in the future?
We do. I mean, you know, as a developer and as a property owner, we've described ourselves as being in the middle of the food chain. We have tenants that we work very closely with, but we also have lenders and we have institutional partners. And so it's not just as easy as just waving our hands and saying, okay, no rent, or take as much time as you need. We've had to negotiate up the food chain as well with lenders and with institutional investors. And, you know, I would tell you that different landlords have dealt with things differently during this period of time. Fortunately, we've been able generally to associate ourselves with both good tenants and with good partners on the lending and investing side. So it's allowed us to be able to create some flexibility. And you know, I think we've looked at it and said, our tenants are really our partners. And the only way they will survive in this kind of period is if we're able to show them some flexibility to get them over the hump. And at the same time, we're looking for that same flexibility as we talk to lenders and investors that we need to work with. So it's a very, very complex situation right now.
You know, I've always been under the belief, maybe at the optimistic, that, you know, during these bad times, the inefficient get weeded out. It's a cleaning out of the economy. That the adaptable do extremely well because they're able to, you know, understand the market and adapt to it. And we've seen that over generations, if not hundreds of years, that the smart business people are opportunists during this time. But we're all groping for what the answer is because this is a new type of change. You know, do you sort of look at that as well in terms of how you mobilize internally within your own organization?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of discussion around who our operators are. Thankfully for us, you know, we work hard before we get in bed with anyone, so to speak, to really understand, you know, who they are as a partner. And it is definitely at times like these where we look at who these tenants are and who these partners are, and there's going to be winners and losers for sure. But we're, you know, pretty lucky to have really smart, savvy operators, and, you know, with the right partnership between the landlord, we think, you know, our tenants will come out on the stronger side. And frankly, on the retail piece of it, you know, the silver lining is there's going to be less competition. And so the ones who do survive and come out on the other side are probably going to be, you know, pretty well positioned, although there'll be a lot of, you know, carnage between now and then for sure.
Yeah, we'd rather not come out of it with empty space. Right. You know, if this takes us another 6 or 9 or 12 months, whatever it is, we'd like to keep some of those retailers alive. And I think you're right, Jeffrey. Some of them have adapted really well. We've tried to help with that. Again, a great example that Leah and I worked on is at our Ink Block project in Boston, where we said, you know what, the future for the next few months is going to be outdoor dining. Before the city even made a move to it, we closed down an internal road. We created what we called Ink Block al fresco, and created an outdoor dining garden to get our retailers started and up and running. So it requires thinking on your feet, you know. And I think there are great examples of companies that have adapted, and those that have kind of put their head in the sand and aren't doing so well through all this.
Well, you know, in terms of the renters too. I'm a big fan of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Home and dwellings have become more important than ever before. People have asked me about, you know, is this a good time to look for a place? And I go, you know, it's more important than ever. People need a place to stay that they feel safe. So we really appreciate speaking with you. And again, reminding everyone, we are speaking with Ted Tai, Managing Partner, and Leah Hartsfield, a Senior VP of National Development. You know, these are short interviews, but I'm wondering if somebody wants to connect, ask you any questions, learn more about National Development, how would they find you?
Best way to find us is on our website, which is natdev, as in nationaldevelopment.com. And you can find contact information for both of us there.
Social media as well is always a good spot for Instagram and Twitter people as well.
Well, and we hope as the economy continues to evolve, and it is going to evolve, we're not going to be down to nothing. And this is just a time of transition, and we have always been a resilient economy. We hope that you'll come back again and talk to our listeners and let them, you know, get some insights about what's going on. So we do appreciate your taking the time today.
Great. Nice to talk to you, Jeffrey.
Thank you very much, and all the
thanks
best.
Thanks again.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Good. Thanks a lot. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Take care.